Good day, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Father Blake Britton from St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 18 through 21. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I've mentioned multiple times before that one of the most unique characteristics of Christianity is how intimately Christ associates his mission with each and every one of us. To be a Christian is not simply to follow the teachings of Christ, but it is to be essentially incorporated into the very life of Christ himself. This is what baptism is all about. St. Paul teaches us this on a regular basis by the usage of two Greek words, en Christos. En Christos. This is a theme that Paul utilizes throughout his letter to the Romans, his letter to the Galatians, his letter to the Corinthians. What it literally means is to be inserted into Christ. Specifically, St. Paul uses it when he's referring to the sacrament of baptism. Baptizo in Christos. You have been baptized into Christ, he tells us. Meaning, you have been inserted into the very life of Christ himself. You are now sharing in your own existence in the very life of the Savior. Jesus himself will use similar verbiage in the Gospel of Matthew when he gives his great proclamation before his ascension to the heavenly kingdom. Go, therefore, and baptize all the nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Again, that same Greek terminology is used, eis to onima patros, into the very essence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sharing in the life of Christ means that we also share in his footsteps. We walk where he has walked. And the Lord will never ask us to go where he himself has not gone. This is revealed to us in today's gospel. If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. In other words, everything that I am asking you to do in my name, I have done, I have accomplished, I have experienced before you. Jesus truly is Emmanuel, God with us. He is a God who knows the very depths of our being as human persons because he himself is fully human. He himself has experienced our suffering and all things but sin. And even then, he took sin upon himself willingly and suffered all the ramifications of that sin so that he might save us through his passion, death, and resurrection. This essential association with Jesus likewise gives us his mission. We are called to continue manifesting in history, to continue manifesting in the midst of the world, his presence. And that's why the Lord also says in today's gospel, no slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name because they do not know the one who sent me. We will continue his mission, which means that sometimes we're going to suffer what he suffered. Sometimes we're going to suffer persecution for the sake of the name of Christ. We hear that in the Acts of the Apostles, how Peter and John were thrown in prison, they were beaten, and how they rejoiced afterwards, for they had been found worthy to suffer for the sake of the name. Are we willing, joyful, able to suffer for the sake of the name? What is that name? The name of Jesus Christ. The name of Christian. Are we brave enough, courageous enough? Are we humble enough to suffer the pains of our reputation, of false persecution, of guilt by association with Jesus Christ? Today, the Lord is first and foremost reminding us through his words that he has joined himself to our very beings in such an intimate and profound way that when the Father gazes upon us who are baptized, he is gazing upon the face of his own Son. The Lord is also reminding us that he has shared his mission with each and every baptized Christian. All of us are called to manifest, to continue promoting the gospel of Christ amidst the world. And this will sometimes incur persecution, for no disciple is greater than his or her master. As Christ has suffered, we too will sometimes have to suffer for the sake of our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. But that suffering will never be without fruit, just as the suffering of Christ was not sterile. The suffering of Christ bore the greatest fruit of all time, eternal life, and our own suffering will bear the fruits of salvation. All we have to do is remain faithful till the end. Amen.